Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that ye are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2:5 says, ye are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Some words, amen, on our amen journey, amen, on our way, amen, to heaven. I certainly, amen, have a reassurance that I can say that I am on my way, amen, to heaven. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for our being here on this morning. Thank God for just another wonderful, gracious day. And it's a significant day today, which is tomorrow, but we're going to treat it as it's the day, as Mother's Day. We want to just say happy Mother's Day, which is tomorrow, to all the mothers everywhere on the planet. Glory to God. We thank God for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. Mothers is a very prominent and very important figure in a woman's life, very important figure in the church of God. A very important figure in God's eyesight. The Bible souls declare that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And this is fear that mothers have when nourishing their children and bringing their children up under the admonishment and up under the nourishment and up under the jurisdiction of the Lord. So we just want to definitely acknowledge that, recognize that for sure. And no greater love that a one will have, no greater love that God have bestowed upon us, that we shall be the sons and the daughters of God, and to fear the Lord and give God reverence into everything that we put our hands to, because God is truly amazing. He's still on the throne, amen. He's still working it out, amen, for your good. Sometimes we get a little weary. Sometimes we feel as though God ain't moving on our behalf, but he is still yet on the throne. Heaven is his throne, and earth is his footstool. And if you a child of God, if you are making a proclamation, and if you are calling upon the name of the Lord, see, the Bible souls declare that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Also, the word of the Lord said that you're not your own, for you have been brought with a price. You have been brought with a purpose. So therefore glorify God, which is in your body and which is in your spirit, which is of God, because you've been brought with a price, and your sins, debt have been paid. It have been vindicated, which means you're not guilty. Mean God have washed away all of your sins. Glory to God. And how to get closer to the Lord is to honor the Lord. Come unto him with a heart and a mind. Come to him upon the authentic, amen, and being real with God. For God is the authoritative word of the Lord. Glory to God. We thank you for allowing us to come into your home this morning. We thank you for allowing us to come into your cars, wherever you may be at on this day, this morning. We thank God for being among the living on this morning and not among the dead. You know, somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't get a chance to see the sun rise on this morning. Somebody been laying up in a hospital bed all night long. Somebody's homeless this morning. Somebody don't know where their next meal is coming from on this morning. Somebody's jobless. Somebody is going through dramatically on this morning. But if you got breath in your body, you still have a chance. I heard the Bible says that His mercies is new every morning. It's brand new every morning. So it doesn't matter what you've done on last night or yesterday or last week. You got another chance to come boldly before the throne of grace. The Bible shows the clap. Hebrews 4:4-16, come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need, in the time that we're going through. You are now listening to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones, right here, down here in Palm City, Florida, live in the studio at this time right now. We thank God for our producer alongside David Francure for being here with us on this morning and hitting all the buttons and allowing us to come in to be able to share a word of the Lord that God have put on our heart. I come to remind somebody that God is a good God, and the word good, Hebrew word, is called tova, which means good, which means pleasant, which means beautiful, which means something that is morally, amen, good, which means divinity, which means God, which means integrity, which means righteousness and walking in the holiness of God, that you will be called, that you may walk worthy of the vocation of the Lord, that you will walk in your calling, when you will walk in your ministry of God. You got to understand that many are called, but few are chosen. Many have been called, but few have been able to answer the bell and to know what their hope is in the Lord. Rejoicing in him always, and he will strengthen thy heart. Glory to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for just one more time. Excuse me. One more time to come in your name here, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you, oh God, for you are God. And besides you, there is no other. We lift your name up higher on this morning. Oh God, we allow you, oh God, to have your way as we remove ourselves, oh God, for our life is hidden in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us to set our minds and our affections on the things that which is above, oh God, and allow you to illuminate our mind, oh God, into transformation, our mind, our transformative our mind, oh God. Help us to definitively, oh God, with you, that it is definite, settled in heaven. For you said in your word, for that word is settled in heaven, oh God. And we just give you, oh God, oh Lord, your way and allow you to have your way right now, oh God. Look down upon the bereavement family on this morning. Oh God, somebody is in need of comfort on this hour. Oh Lord, help them right now, oh Lord, to know and to realize that you are the mighty God and you the one that strengthen them where they may be weak right now in their infirmities right now. But I heard Paul said that I rather glory in the infirmities that the power of Christ, come on here, that may rest upon me. I glory in my affirming. This simply means that when you don't feel good and you're feeling sick and you're feeling despair or you're feeling in distress or you're feeling disgruntled, you glory in your affirmities anyway, but that the power of Christ may rest upon thee, the authoritative word of the Lord. So touch somebody right now, God, the anointing that destroys the yoke right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You know, quickly, we thank God. I want to thank God first and foremost for God himself, from whom all blessings flow, and all you angels and all you heavenly hosts above and the angels, all you creatures below, And praise God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, first and foremost. I want to thank God for my wife on this morning, Milagros Berrios Jones, on this morning. Happy Mother's Day, my dear. I thank God for allowing us to meet paths and to have such a woman of diligence, a woman of supportive, a woman of thoughtfulness, a woman that walked by my side and to be there with me. And I'm not ashamed to see it. I stand up and tell it everywhere. And I thank God, amen, for such a wife, you know. And somebody I did this morning, you know, have been disappointed in their marital status. Somebody feel as though they have been set to a place of robbery. But I come to tell you right now that if you will go the extra mile in your marriage and come together and to treat your wife like a queen and to treat your husband like a king and bring it up in godly status and up under the nourishment of God and put God first in a one's life, I tell you right now, God will work it out, because God, marriage is glory to God. The Bible says the class is buried. It is better to marry than to burn. God don't want you to live in fornication. God don't want you to live in concupiscence, which is lust. God don't want you to be that. God wants you to take off that immorality and put on the immortality, to put on that you may live forever, glory to God. And we got to understand and know that we want the blessings from the Lord. We got to do what is right in the sight of God. So happy Mother's Day to each and every one. Was again, I was on tomorrow, but we're going to acknowledge that day simply because we won't be here on Sunday. And when we begin to go into the word of the Lord this morning, and we begin to look at the in the book of Proverbs, a very familiar piece of passage, Proverbs 31. And we begin to talk about a virtuous woman, And this virtuous woman is a prominent figure, a very important figure, once again, and being versatile, if you would, which means to love, to being supportive, to being there for her children, to being there for her husband, to being there for the church, to being there for people on the job, to being a witness to everywhere that the sole of her feet may tread. And I'm one in particular I respect. Women of God, I respect how they go about gracefully doing the work, you know, of the Lord. And there are some powerful women of God here that God has placed here among our midst. And I think it's just a beautiful thing to a man and his woman uplifting the name of Jesus. You got to understand something, that some folk, you know, you got the message. You know, you want to go ahead on and give your life unto the Lord and live for God to the uttermost. But what's going on with your other half? They slacking. They holding back. You know, they haven't. They're not there where you at. But I heard the Bible said that the wife is sanctified through the believing of the husband, and vice versa. So if you have a wife, if you and she's slacking, but you sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, your wife is going to be saved. But it's going to have to be an individual announcement, an individual heart to keep them in that manner. Only because we have got to the point in our life that we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, simply because somebody else is praying, for us. Somebody else is standing in the gap for us. Somebody been praying for you for years that you may be brought into the kingdom of God. And you have, for some point, have made a change. You have made progress in your life, but you're not fully there as of yet. But it's because that mother, that mother that's in the church, that mother that somebody know the Lord has been praying for you tirelessly, night and day, that your life would be transformed, your life would be changed, that save her, Jesus, save him, Jesus. And the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, according to James 5 and 16. So therefore, we must continue to pray and not to lose heart. Continue to pray, excuse me, without ceasing. Now, the Bible souls declare in Exodus, that 20th chapter, verse 12, honor your father and your mother so you may live long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you. You know, so there's, I understand that there has been a lot of broken relationships. some parents haven't exactly been role models in their children's lives. Some children have went astray at some point in their lives, and to this moment right now, at this time, here in 2026. And there's a lot of broken relationships here. But they're not so broken that God can't mend it back together again. And I know that the pieces would be picked up if you give it to God. See, worldly counseling is not going to do no good. People have professional counseling where you go to a psychologist or a shrink or whatever, and that's good. That's good. That's good stuff. They trained for that. They went to school for that. Okay, they educated for that. But unless you give that unto the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit of God to dwell richly through you and be authentic and be for real about it, God can turn it around. God can turn that stony heart into the heart of flesh and to give you a new heart. Glory to God. Now, we talking about prominent women figures and mothers and everything, but one come to mind that I cannot ignore, and that's Mary, the mother of Jesus. And as you begin to look in the genealogy in the Matthew, the first chapter, and you begin to think about women, where's the women's place? And there's only was five women mentioned in the genealogy. And out of that five, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the only Jew chosen one by God. You had Rahab was mentioned there, Tamar reaching there, Bathsheba was also mentioned into that as well. But the only true and wise and undefiled and righteous and set apart and sanctified and knowing God and making themselves available and accessible for the Lord was Mary, the mother of Jesus. And this was characterized that God searched. He searched high and low to put this supernatural seed into this woman, that she was a virgin. She knew not her husband in an intimate way. And Joseph thought that he may put her away, because how can this woman get pregnant? But the angel from the Lord, fear not, Joseph, do not put thy wife away, for that thing that is which is in her is conceived of the Holy Ghost, the supernatural seed of God. And that is the mother. That's a mother, and she nourished this child as he came forth, and she also was there in the early church on the day of Pentecost. She also was there during his crucifixion. She also was there when Jesus first performed his miracle with the wine, and all through a child's life. He must when Jesus got lost in the temple, when they went up there to the day of the Passover, and Jesus said, "I must be about my Father's business." And he got to the point where he was in there sitting down with the philosophers, if you would, and the scholars, if you would, and the teachers and the doctors, and asking them questions as a 12-year-old child, glory to God. But Jesus was about his Father's business, but mothers give their children so much of leeway and to just bring them up under the nourishment of the Lord. The Bible says to train up a child in the way that it shall go, and when it's old, he shall not depart from it. They might stray away sometimes, mother, but they're going to come on back to the house of the Lord at some point. When you done brought them up in God, take your children to church. Take them, tell them about the Lord. Get to know God now in these last days that we're living in now. This is a beautiful day. Amen. The time is upon us. Jesus said in his word, Luke 21 and 28, say, lift up thy head and your eyes be lifted up, for your redemption draws nigh. It's nearer than we believe. You remember the car when you look through the rearview mirror and say these objects are closer than they really appear. As you look through that rearview, they are closer than they really appear. Things that Satan is on the loose, and he's trying to dismantle or destroy your home, and it's causing a lot of friction in the home. But somebody got to have the prayer of faith to be able to put this thing, amen, and keep this thing up under the jurisdiction of the Lord, to keep this thing up under the anointing of God. But Satan, you have no room here. That the anointing abides in a rule right here, glory to God, to knowing that the residence, allow the Lord Jesus to take up residence in your heart, glory to God. So as we look into the text and Proverbs, that 31st chapter, and looking at starting in verse 25, glory to God, the strength and the dignity, glory to God. It's the strength and the dignity of the mother. Strength. Yeah. My mother now is going on to be with the Lord. She's going on to glory now. But I come on here. I remember a lot of days that my mama had to sacrifice. My mother had to do a lot of sacrificing, and not nan day I went hungry. On nan day I went not clothed. On nan day that I didn't have transportation to get to football practice or baseball practice. She was there through it all, and she left at a young age and left me somewhat alone. But all what I do, I cherish the moments that when she was here on this earth. But nobody can take the place of a mother. Nobody can take a place of the mother. You know, this is one of the biggest warns that happen is this is catastrophic. This is so much in a person's mind when they lose such of a significant loved one, such as a mother of that nature. But when we allow God to replace that void in our life, and we allow God to come in and to be evident in our life, and when we know that our mother, we know where her redemption lies, and we know where her destiny is. You know, this is a time to rejoice. We can rejoice when we know our mother is going on to be with the Lord. Glory to God. So strength and honor, beginning at that 25th verse, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. Opening your mouth with wisdom. The wisdom of what? Words that can edify. Words that can solidify. Words that I can take to the bank. Words that can encourage me going on. Words that inspire me going on and telling me something for my good. You know, a lot of times we don't want to hear the truth and folk telling us the truth. We, you know, you want to deny that. You want to embrace that. You want to get all what's good for you, all what you think is right. But when somebody's telling you something about yourself that you need to make a correction in your life, this is when the spirit of the living God really, really supposed to be able to penetrate within you, for you can receive or retrieve this information, what a godly mother is giving you. Glory to God. You don't supposed to deny the fact. Praise God. And when she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. This is where we're going right here. This 27th verse. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. It's the household. It's just like the household of faith, the household of God. The Bible says, declare, let us do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. All men, everyone. We entreat others as we entreat ourselves. And this is how a mother is. A mother don't really show favorite. She don't show favoritism to her children. She loves them. I'm sure if mothers aren't there listening right now on the other side of this radio right now, and you want to really treat your children the same, but you may have somewhat of a one that you may be drawn a little bit more to because they kind of get the message what you're relaying to them. They can see where you're coming from. But there's no favoritism in God. God don't favor none of his children over the other. It's just who want to stand up and be accounted for. Who gonna stand in the holy place? Who gonna ascend into the hills of the Lord? The Bible souls declare those that have clean hands and a pure heart and have not lifted up their soul unto vanity. So this is where we want to go right here. Vanity, idleness, you know, being slothful, lazy person, being neglected, your responsibility, your duties as a mother and what you shall be doing. And doing everything and walking in the Lord, and your children that's sin. You know, I had a conversation with somebody and said we have to respect children because we want children to respect us. So we have to respect children as well. You know, we have to watch our language. We say things. We come on here. We tell a fib. We lie. Come on here. You lie. But the Bible says declare in the book of Psalms 107:1 that a liar shall not tarry in my sight. He that says deceitful things shall not tarry in my sight. So we have to be careful upon everything that we do. And that final verse said, her children arise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praises her. And I believe that just sums it up right there in a nutshell. Her children arises and call her blessed only because of the example that have been shown for them. It's go and make amends. Somebody is not on the wrong, right page here on this morning with their mother, with their family. Call your mother, call her, tell her you love her, because when they gone, they gone. And nobody gonna replace a mother. You know, I'm now currently attending Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, and Mother Dorothy Gordon, 92 years old, woman of God, and overseer. And I entreat her as my mother because the Bible says, declare 1 Timothy 5:2, treat the widow as mothers in the church, the older woman as mothers, and the younger women as sister in the church. Just mean having reverence and respect. So I love Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. I love your mother, Dorothy Gordon. If you're listening on this morning, hey, God bless you and may heaven smile upon you is our prayer. Amen.